KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
KCNR, Chester
Brennan.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. Yep, today is what, the 4th of May, 2014, and we're here in the studio, and I am your host as usual. It's Sunday, and another toxic day out there with geoengineering cloud spraying everywhere. Everybody woke
up. Toxic inside and it's toxic outside.
Did everybody wake up with a nice headache and congestion? That's very good. Non-existent, but global warming is true. Really? Yeah. Anyway, we're here in the studio. We're streaming worldwide. This is KCNR1460.com. You can call in if you have any questions or comments at 530-605-4567. All shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me at Mark E. Kent on Facebook. I highly suggest that you do, because there's just a plethora of information there that we're getting out to the public. And I'm almost maxed out on friends now. I'll have to start another website, which I already did. Interesting. So
they can shut you down on that one?
Yeah, so I can be in they call it Facebook prison, you know?
Oh, I went there once, too. It's like, really?
It's
okay.
You have to start singing, nobody knows.
It's like, oh, we'll fix this one, though.
Yeah, anyway, I'm here in the studio with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And Bob, our trusted soundboard operator and all-around great guy. Morning, Bob.
Morning, Mark.
He doesn't have a mic. And we also have our guest with us today. And, they've been with, We the People for the last couple hours and they've been talking toxic stuff. And so I have Ted, and I know I'm going to mispronounce his name here, Methvin.
Oh, that's perfect.
Junior. Very good. Well, and then his friend here, Jason, I didn't catch.
Loring.
Yeah. Jason Loring. And they've been talking about, a movie that he's putting out here. It's Toxic Service, The Soldier's Story. So maybe what we could do is start out with a recap here of what happened in the last couple hours, because I'm sure a lot of my viewers are listeners actually, maybe they're viewing.
Well, they could be viewing too. You never know.
Then they know how screwed up we really are. But our listeners that just came on board for our program here, can you kind of tell us, Ted, what are we talking about here? What is this really all about? I mean, we get this toxic thing that you got going on.
It started out, I was looking for old Army buddies, and I ran across this apparent toxic exposure at Fort McClellan. So my business partner, Jason, I got a hold of him and said, look, this is insane. We need to do something. So we decided to start a documentary, and the exposure at Fort McClellan and the soldiers that went there, it's estimated to 650,000 people that are still actually alive.
Wow.
Have gone through Fort McClellan and have been exposed to PCB.
What is PCB?
Bob?
PCB.
Can we say that again?
That would be polychlorobiphenyls.
And that is
an old 70s term.
Sounds like plastic. I mean,
It's a chemical they use to cool off electrical transformers.
It's a coolant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was dumped into the water system. It was released into the air, and it got into the soil, air, and the water.
Why? Why did they do that?
Because back in the 50s, the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s, it was easier to just throw your bucket of garbage out in the backyard than it was to actually take care of it.
I smell Monsanto here someplace.
So the company that was producing these PCBs was Monsanto.
Jeez, I'm shocked. I'm absolutely shocked. I mean, I would never have guessed that. But I hear that they are now called Solutia.
Solutia, yeah.
Boy, that's just really nice.
Because I really want my company's name to change if once, you know, on Tuesdays we do Agent Orange, Wednesdays we do PCBs, and then on Fridays we do Tylenol.
Of course, yeah.
And that's the solution.
No problem.
They've just changed all the names to protect the guilty. I mean.
Absolutely. and they settled with the city of Anniston. Now, when I say settled, they weren't ordered by the court. They actually settled.
Before court?
$700 million. Because they knew if it went to a full-blown trial.
They're done.
Yeah.
And they would have been exposed for what they really are.
Absolutely.
So yeah. I'm assuming that Anniston is the, you know, like, I've never been to Fort McClellan. I mean, I was at Fort Sill and Fort Leonard Wood. So I'm assuming that's the nearby town.
Yeah.
Leonard Wood is where, when they shut down Fort McClellan.
Yeah.
That's where everybody
the military police corps, the Women's Army Corps, and, or not the Women's Army Corps, but the chemical school and the chemical training went to Fort Leonard Wood.
Really?
So give it some time.
So, but they're not dumping that crap over there. That's just the people coming over are going to be sick.
And the toxic exposure isn't just, from what Monsanto let go in the air, the PCBs and the TCEs. There's the ordinance that they use to train these guys. They, you know, they'll take this room and completely contaminate it with some kind of chemical compound. And the guys have to get in their gear, their protective gear, and they have to clean it up. Same thing with cars outside.
I see. Right.
So all those chemicals are still going on the ground.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the army, the military has a history of, you know, pulling experiments on our guys. I mean, this is
not that.
I mean, I remember my dad telling me about my uncle being in Nevada when they were using the army guys to go in the trenches out there to see what the exposure to the nuclear radiation was going to do to people.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so.
Well, contrary to belief, people think that the government protect our veterans and take care of them in any situation, and that's not true.
Well, it's because you become, you know, GI. General issue.
Government property. Yeah.
You become a number.
Been there, done that. Yeah. I mean, it's,
exactly.
They were real concerned about me while I was there. They're actually concerned about getting me angry and wanting to kill something. I mean, I remember that part. But other than that, I mean, I can't remember anything where they were actually concerned. I mean, I remember my sergeants being kind of nice guys and everything, and there's some great people in there. But, you know, the overall theme was not, you know, something that was for the GI benefit.
Oh, absolutely. I felt like I mentioned on the last program, I fell out of a 3-story window and landed on the sidewalk. I broke both my hands, my chin, my jaw, and my nose.
Why did you do that?
Well,
it was a Friday night. You know?
He might have had a little help with that one. You never know, you know?
Yeah. My friend Jack and Jimmy was there.
Oh, yeah.
Jose was there too. That'd be Jack Daniels and Jimmy Walker.
So once I got out of the hospital and I healed up and everything, the army turned around and tried to charge me with destruction of government property because I broke myself. That's how depersonalized they are with people. You're not a person, you're a piece of equipment.
Gosh, you know, that just brings back a flood of memories.
Oh, absolutely.
We won't talk about that because we can talk about that all day. Let's try to stay on topic.
And these soldiers, they're dying. They're absolutely dying.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's nothing that the VA want to do about it. Politicians don't want to hear it.
So that's what your thrust here is on the movie and everything, is to get this in front of people.
Absolutely.
Say, there's a real problem here. This is a serious problem. There's people dying and they can't even go to the VA and get any help, because the VA doesn't have to. Is that what I'm hearing?
Absolutely. Because they can't prove their exposure because they're saying there's no exposure at Fort McClellan.
So it's like Agent Orange where you couldn't prove that you got in, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Not infected, but, you know, dust.
Sprayed.
Yeah. Dusted like a, you know, like a roach. And you come back, and I know a couple of guys personally. One guy was a great guy. I won't mention any names, but he died of brain cancer. He was one of my clients and he was gone, you know, and he was a pilot over there, helicopter pilot. And, he was gone and it took like a 6 months, boom, he was gone. Never had any symptoms before that. And then all of a sudden, boom. So I, this is serious stuff. So God, it just makes me angry. I mean, I just want to go down.
Well, the VA doesn't want to recognize anything like that because it kind of puts them in a hot seat too. If I'm looking at this correctly.
Well, it does, and it's also, it goes deeper than just the VA. It goes into the bureaucrats that operate the VA
from the back rooms.
Yeah. And say, no, we're not touching this with a 10-foot pole because, again, the volume of money that we have to shell out to these hundreds of thousands of people.
We're gonna go to a break, but before we go to the break, I just read an article this morning where they found out, and I haven't been able to verify this, that Obama's been funding mosques worldwide. You know, when you hear something like that in conjunction with what we're hearing now, I mean, we better go to a break, or I'm going to say something.
Okay, we're going to go to a break. The number here, if you want to call in, is 530-605-4567. KCNR 1460.
Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
At Second Amendment, Inc., we agree with Thomas Jefferson, who said, "I prefer dangerous freedom over peaceful slavery." Show your patriotic support for our right to keep and bear arms by wearing apparel made only in America. Second Amendment, Inc. merchandise is available at Bastiani Arms on Larkspur Lane, Signsation Sign Shop on Alfreda Way, right across from Lowe's, or online at SecondAmendmentInc.com. That's SecondAmendmentInc.com.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Mike Smith there, and that's a great song.
He's a local patriot down in Corning.
And I want to start playing more of his stuff here. And you know, he's down there, and you can get some of his music, I believe, at Big Dog Music Mafia. And if anybody's interested in getting those songs, just get on to I got Mike there on the, he's actually on the chat room. He could be a little biased there, I guess, but, yeah, we are, but,
just a little bit.
But, you know, if anybody's interested in that music, go to Facebook and let me know, and I'll hook you up with Mike, and, he'll hook you up with some of that stuff.
He's got a lot of great songs that he's put out.
Absolutely. So anyway, let's get back to this thing, because I was getting angry and I thought I'd better get off the mic here before I start cussing and calling these guys what they really are. Patriotmusic.com, you can get that from Mike too. So that's Patriots Music with an S. Patriotsmusic.com. Anyway, let's get back on topic here because we always have a short amount of time in the show and it goes fast. So gosh, we just talked about a bunch of stuff, over
the break.
Yeah. So go ahead and Linda, ask him a question. You know, I was kind of over here.
Well, I was just curious. When you were stationed there, Ted, we were talking during the break, you didn't even know that you were exposed to all of this, nor did anybody else on the base, correct?
Correct. Nobody knew what was going on. Well, I don't know if anybody
higher ups
knew, but it's not something that we knew, or else we wouldn't have been drinking the water. We were made to do what's called hydration formations, where you do your training and your exercises, and then you line up and you fill your canteens with that nasty water and you drink it and slowly kill yourself.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
You gotta like that.
Yeah, I remember those exercises at Fort Sill and Leonard Wood. You know, they want to make sure that you're not dropping out, but, you didn't know you're drinking toxic,
absolutely.
Crap, you know. Man, well, these guys are just
evil. That brings up something else because we were talking during the break that after the base closed there, then you guys were transferred over to Fort Leonard Wood. And stuff, that's correct.
That's where they sent everybody else.
So do you think that this is a cover up or just stupidity? I mean, you know, the oxymoron, military intelligence, you know, jumbo shrimp. I mean, you know, that type of stuff. Do you think this is a higher up thing that people knew what was going on, or is this just stupidity?
Yes. To all the above. Yeah. They knew.
Good.
And you got to think too is that Anniston and Fort McCollin became part of the EPA Superfund list, which is a special list that you can get on if you're just extremely toxic. And
well, I think I'll stay away from that list.
If you glow, you get on it, huh?
A lot of people try and say that this what's called a BRAC, the base realignment and closure list, right? They're trying to say that no, Fort McCollin wasn't closed down because it was toxic. It was closed down because they were getting ready.
So it's completely shut down now.
It's shut down as a base, but it's been part of it's used for training and part of it has been developed for like
public use.
Yeah. Like you want to go buy a house? Yeah. You can go buy a house and live there if you want.
Oh, nice.
There's a charter, school there.
Yeah. We have a little place down here on Poltergeist Lane.
Yeah.
You know, and, you go to school and everybody dies.
Which is odd to me that you have to, especially in those southern states, is you have to disclose if your property is quote unquote haunted, but you don't have to disclose that if you have a koi pond, the koi pond's going to turn into, you know, your koi is going to turn into a unicorn.
Yeah, I heard when I was listening, because I was listening to you, We the People, you know, as I'm doing stuff, so I can't get every word, but something about that it changes your DNA.
It does.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we turn that Frankenstein? I mean, is this Frankenstein or what?
Absolutely. The type of toxins that they are, it's a mitochondrial issue. It goes in and it changes your DNA. Wow. So your children will be like, you know, some kids are born with underdeveloped spines. One of the veterans that the toxic vet. Oh, and by the way, I want to say hi to all the toxic service vets that are out there. Her son was born, his stomach wasn't attached.
Wow.
So they had to go through, they had to do the surgeries and fix it. And then he had to have another surgery because of the scar tissue. And then his kidneys failed. And then he got part of his mom's kidney. And then that failed. You know, and some of these kids, they make it, and it varies. They make it. I had another woman that told me that her daughter, 11 years old, made it 11 years and passed away from toxic exposure because nobody else in her family had that stuff. She got cancer and died.
So let's say I'm the devil's advocate. How can I know this is a fact? How do I know that, you know, this is actually happening? How do I know? I mean, where do you get your data to know that this is, you know, what is happening to these people and it's not just something else?
Yeah, because, you know, they're saying, oh, no, it was some other agent that caused this within the body.
because we got the documents from all the companies that did the research, that did the studies, that did the tests. We got all the documents from the EPA that showed that it was a contaminated site. We've got documents on the Freedom of Information Act from the Department of the Army and the Department of Defense that show without a fact, without any doubt that it happened.
That there were chemicals there, and these are the chemicals that were in there, and these are the levels that they're at, and it's...
So these rat bastards aren't doing anything about it at all at this point?
For the most part, no. The bill that's the House bill, it's a House bill, right? The House bill, H.R. 411, that's set up to hopefully pass and supply these veterans with the medical care that they need, is its only hope, and it's been sitting stagnant since 2009 when Representative Tonko introduced it. He introduces it at every subcommittee session.
So who's blocking it?
Well, nobody's necessarily blocking it. It's just not gaining any support. There's only 50-some.
So that seems like the solution is that pressure needs to be brought to bear on to prioritize this thing a little bit.
It dies in the subcommittee on veterans on health. And what happens is we've contacted some of the representatives that are in that subcommittee, and they didn't even know that H.R. 411 existed.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. It's like,
it is sad.
That's like sad. Yesterday on State of Jefferson, they had Ted Gaines on here, and they're talking about reports, and he's like, you don't even know what reports they're talking about. I mean, it's like, these are our representatives. You have to get it in front of them. You have to get them to read it, and you have to put pressure, and it takes people to wake up and do that and contact these guys in a lot of cases. It's not even that they're bad guys, is that they've got, a lot of times these staffers are...
I was going to say, aren't they the ones that inform them?
A lot of the times. And that's part of the purpose of this film is to start giving them attention, because as we shoot this film, we'll be in Alabama at Fort McClellan, and we'll be in D.C. as well. I believe we're talking to Tonko.
Yeah, we are.
Along with a handful of other, politicians that we've got on board with this project, and just trying to spread the word and get some help is really the big focus with this project.
What kind of little bit of a fire is we're very bullheaded.
Right. Yeah.
This project wasn't going to come out until, originally was supposed to come out till next year. But what we thought was, well, you know what? That's not good enough.
Yeah.
We're going to shoot it. We're going to spend every waking moment editing it, getting it perfect.
Good. That's what it takes. Yeah. I mean, I get bullheaded. I mean, big time.
And it will be out before elections.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, nice.
In November.
Nice.
So, and we let the politicians know, look, this is going to happen. This is going to be here.
And this shouldn't be a Republican or Democrat issue.
It's an American deal.
Because everybody's got their children or their relatives or somebody either in the service or connected to the service. And that's a good point, that somebody brought up. I believe that, it's not just the servicemen, it's their families. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're all connected to this too. This is a huge issue.
Just like we were talking coming in about that. It's not just the immediate family. Yeah, this is going to go on for, a few generations at the,
which is how you get into that millions of people figure.
I have to, when my children start having children, I got to watch out and see.
Yeah. Because without nothing being done, that's for sure. It just can keep going on and getting worse as the generations go on.
So I guess the movie is the campaign to get the pressure put on the politicians. Now this is the Congress, this is the House, right? Not the Senate.
Correct. But we still contact the Senate.
Okay. Yeah. So then, but that would be where it would go next. Would be the Senate, obviously, and then we have after that the POTUS, as I like to refer to him.
He's very familiar with this film.
Is he?
Yes.
Yeah.
He gets an email every day.
He gets an email every single day.
Yeah, I hope he reads them. We got to move on with that because
I think we're going to have to go to a break, and then when we come back, maybe we can go over how people can get involved with this and what they might be able to do to help you if you want to touch on that. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media. Don't feel the reaper.
Chesta Regional Medical Center. We're usually too busy taking care of our patients to boast about our accomplishments. But when you're the only hospital in the North State ranked as a 100 top hospital in the nation 2 years in a row, and your emergency department is the only one in the region recognized as the certified chest pain center, well, it was hard to keep our pride from showing. Shasta Regional Medical Center. You don't have to be the biggest to be the best.
Please join us. Reading Republican Women Federated presents our third annual wine tasting event, Liberty Wine Gala 2014, Thursday, May 8th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park from 6 to 8:30 p.m. For tickets, please call Tammy Gerhart at 921-0309 for the Liberty Wine Gala 2014.
Haven Humane Society is excited to announce our 6th annual Dog-a-thon Family Festival on June 7th from 3 to 7 p.m. Bring the whole family out to enjoy carnival games, splash dog jumping, the Westminster Dog Show, and more. This year we are having a barbecue and concert from 7 to 10 p.m. The Boot Scootin' Doggies event starts with a 6 p.m. Yappy Hour and features the band Cattle Rocket. Tickets are $25 and support our goal of a day when there are no more homeless pets. For information, call 241-5262 or visit havenhumane.net.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Cranking up, sorry, Bob. Anyway, we're here with Ted and Jason, and we're talking about toxic Monsanto evil government crap that kills people, and trying to get the problem solved and get this some legislation here that's going to get people treated. I mean, that seems to be what we want to get out of this thing, is at least get it in front of the public, get it treated, and make a law of some sort that forces the VA to act, which under these circumstances these days, they're under attack from a lot of different places because, because they're, you know, not doing what they're supposed to do, which is taking care of the veterans.
Well, yeah, they need to be gone anyway. But before we went to the break, we talked about how can people maybe help you get involved? What can they do to help support the cause and get the information out to the rest of the world, so to speak?
The big thing right now is spread the word. How you can help, though, honestly, I mean, is like immediate help, is we've got 8 days left in an Indiegogo fundraising page that we have going on for this project. And we're far from the original goal that we set out to do to make this film. But mind you, regardless of whether or not we reach that goal, this film will happen come, you know, any way, shape. We'll make it happen.
Where do they go to give you money?
Well, the Indiegogo site, I believe we have a link on the homepage for
We the People.
Yeah, We the People.
So go to 24-Hour Patriot website and then go into the We the People, and there should be a link to
Indiegogo.com. It's Indiegogo.com.
Indiegogo.com.
And if they just go to that site, they can just search.
You could type in toxic service. It'll pop right up. Okay. And you could follow the prompts from there.
Okay. Yeah. When do you expect the film to be done?
Well, we're planning on a finished product, no later than October. We began shooting as early as June and from June through July, possibly part of August, but more than likely we'll wrap up in July. And then from there, it's just all about editing and getting a finished product.
Made. Yeah. Getting it put together and then distribution. Getting it distributed out to the public. Well, that might be just about right, you know, cause if we turn over the house and, get that up, the president's out of office by then, because I think Benghazi is his Waterloo.
Oh, yeah.
And, it's just a matter of, how long does it take to get rid of this guy?
One of the, they call them perks. If you contribute a certain dollar amount, the one for like $20 is you get a DVD. You get a DVD of the documentary.
Yeah.
And a lot of these people have gotten that. Anything over $20 to get this DVD, and we're trying to get it to where they can do these town hall meetings and show this documentary to everybody before November so they can see how their elected officials are. And we plan on calling some people out. We're not here to bash people.
Right.
We're just here to let somebody know that, look, this, should be the right thing,
right?
And this person in your state is not doing the right thing.
Get the truth out.
Well, you know something. Yeah. Everybody needs a boot in the butt sometimes to get the priorities straight. You know, I mean,
that's well said.
Really true. So,
and the veterans should be the last people that they. Oh, I almost let it slip.
Be careful! I saw that coming.
All of a sudden, Bob's going bang.
Wouldn't be the first time we got the red bucket. Yeah, so don't worry.
I was kind of surprised I got away with a rat bastard there a little while ago.
Yeah, the veterans shouldn't be the ones that they
put on the back burner.
Yeah, turn their back on. You know, they get to go vote. You get to run down and pay $14 for a cup of coffee and be able to step outside your car and say, "Hey, America sucks," because these people stood there when
nobody else would.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it's true. And, you know, we have an administration right now that does not value these people at all. I mean, it's obvious in his policies. It's obvious in his attitude and how he treats them and how he funds them and the whole nine. And that goes for pretty much the whole administration up there. And, you know, I got to say the Democratic Party is on the hook as well as some of the higher up Republicans. They need to get their acts together and figure out who's been there and kept us free for so long, and it just makes we better move on.
Well, what do they say? How's the saying go? The 1%, the military keeps 99% of us free.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I mean, they have been lax in what they want to do to help the veterans, and it's obvious. So the ship is turning, and we're heading in the right direction, I think, now, because people are starting to see the cause and effect of elections and having the bigger government and freedom being at risk here. So we're kind of in a dangerous time frame here. So you guys, you know, on your plans, I mean, are you just going from radio station to radio station? How can people catch up to you? What are you guys doing? Is this just, you know, run out there and just keep yelling at the top of your lungs or what?
That's what I do. I tell everybody I run, three different Facebook pages for us, three different Twitter accounts, plus all the toxic soldiers that have been affected by this. We're one great big giant family, and we're getting the word out, and we're picking up new sponsors, and we're getting notoriety all over the country. Like the Indiegogo website, people have looked at that website and seen the story that we're about to tell in like 13 or 14 different countries, including Japan and the Republic of Korea and you know, the Netherlands. Wow. And so
well,
it's
the internet,
all over
you know, the
planet.
Internet,
yeah.
The internet is changing the rules to the game because the mainstream media, you know, whether it's the papers or the TV, they don't report anything of value that you just get blacked out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is changing the game. And so that's a great thing to hear is that you're actually, it's starting to go viral enough to where you're getting enough support. I mean, in a short amount of time.
And we know from past experience with our show that people are listening that you would never think of because remember when we had Orly on, she said that,
they were down there in the Ron Paul camp listening to us and everything.
Yeah, they knew all about us.
No idea,
so it's like, wow, okay. So yeah, maybe they're listening in on this or go back to the archives on it and help get it out there too. You know, just never know.
Well, we know they're listening to everything.
If the Paul people want to meet us in DC towards the, you know, in July, we're going to be there in July.
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
We'll meet with anybody for, against any politician because we're not there to bash them. If they don't believe it should pass, we're not going to say, well, we're not going to call them names or anything. We want to know why shouldn't this pass? Why shouldn't this bill pass?
You show us why and we'll show you our evidence.
And there could be different issues depending on who drafted the bill. Did you guys do it or did you have an attorney do it?
No.
H.R. 411 was Representative Tonko's piece of work, really, along with a few other people that I helped co-write the bill for.
And where's Tonka from?
New York. Yeah.
New York.
Yeah.
Wow, that's surprising.
Yeah. And, well, one of the interesting things is that there's
second district
50-some total representatives, 55 that are on board with H.R. 411, and the vast majority of them are Democrats.
Really?
So, really?
Yeah.
Is there a way we can get a list of those 55?
Yeah, we have a list, yeah.
Yeah, just Google H.R. 411.
Uh-huh.
And, H.R. 411.
And it'll pop right up and just go to the government site and it'll show you what's going, and it gives you, it's like it's a Jeopardy thing.
Right.
It's got a 2% chance. They're like playing cards. 2% chance getting past this. But we've jumped. We had a 3% chance of it passing and now we're at 8%.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Just keep
you're
yelling.
Climbing.
Just keep yelling.
Yeah, nice.
We're 5%.
That's right.
Wow. So, you know, going back to the problem here, so in this bill, what is it? It just is going to be about the VA treating it. Is there treatments for this stuff? I mean, is there a way for people to heal from this? I mean,
some yes, some no. The actual bill is just, it's called the Fort McClellan Health Registry Act.
Okay.
And it tells the VA that they need to notify everybody who has gone through Fort McClellan that they have been exposed to toxins. And then it's to get them their first initial exam. If they have any kind of illness that could be associated or connected to a toxic service, then they're to be treated. And they're supposed to have follow-up treatment and anything they can do to help them. That's what this bill is about.
Do you think that they're tracking it now on these people coming out of there? I mean, is there
a
way to track? They know they've been tracking it, I'm pretty sure.
They know everything.
Yeah, these guys. So there's probably records, I mean, that you could get at from all the people that were involved all the way back at some point and actually maybe even start putting some kind of a mailer or some kind of a contact thing together to throw out, you know, the information. So it sounds to me like a lot of people aren't even aware of it.
Right. I just learned about this maybe 3 months ago.
And some of the vets that have contacted us via email with their stories and their illnesses as it relates to being at Fort McClellan, some of them had said they give us this long story that breaks your heart and enrages your mind. And then they tell you at the very end, I didn't know any of this. I didn't know I was exposed to anything until I saw your site. So many of them still don't know.
Gosh.
So many of them still don't know.
Yeah. Unbelievable. So if there's anything that you guys could say right now to get people to listen to you out there, you know, what would it be?
Get involved. And not only just for this issue, because it would help us if people wanted to go and contribute and help with the film. But more importantly, call your representative. Don't write them. Call them on the phone. Call every single office they have. If it's like LaMalfa, he has Reading and Corning and Orville and Washington D.C. call every single number and let them know, look, we want to help the veterans. We think we're your constituency. You need to support this bill. And all it takes is just the signing on as a co-sponsor. How hard is that?
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, just
to do something there. That's right.
That should be right.
And on a bill that currently sits with nothing piggybacked on it.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's no pork to it. There's nothing that, no backdoor deals, at least at this point.
It's not there yet.
Maybe, right?
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, you maybe throw a little pork on there.
Yeah, it's not fat enough yet to go through.
Yeah, yeah, it's unbelievable.
That's a sad comment. I mean, it really is. It's just sad that the only way you get anything done up there is if everybody gets bribed.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
sad
that it has to even be brought up for the VA to recognize it or do anything about it at this point to bring the bill in the first place to me. Yeah. I mean, it's like, really?
And even some of these, and when you have part of this, a large part of this current administration who's parts of Monsanto, you know, who was employees of Monsanto.
Right.
Hillary, you know, Clarence Thomas, and the current
the list goes on.
It's a massive list.
FDA.
It's Homeland Security. I'll tell you, we've been talking about it for a long time. I mean, we've got a fascist state at this point, you know, where you've got the big corporations, the bankers that control Monsanto and, you know, Wall Street and Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan. They are pretty much controlling the guys who are in power at this point, in my opinion, through bribery, whatever you want to call it, or getting them elected, and they're just puppets. I mean, it's pretty obvious. At this point, but it's also becoming pretty obvious that they're traitors, in my opinion, and that you know, the ship is turning. It's going to take some time, but you're right. People need to get off the couch, pry their butts up, and get involved and do something. I don't care what it is, but you know, it's not about playing baseball anymore or watching the freaking Lakers. It's about doing something to save your butt in this country.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now there's got to be some issue that they got to be willing to get off the couch for, you know, veterans is mine. You know, I'm deeply involved with a lot of stuff in the community when it comes to veterans. So somebody's got to have some why out there.
The biggest issue is just being American. You know what I mean? We need our country back.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, people are going to start understanding the value of the Constitution, and they already are, and why those things were put in the Constitution, whether it's sound money or freedom of speech or you know, limited government, because this is what the founders had warned us about, is government getting big, out of control, and we start losing our freedom and control over these people.
Yeah. I guess with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
The 66th Annual Reading Rodeo thunders into town May 14th through 17th. It's 4 days of action-packed rodeo with three performances of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo. Wednesday and Thursday are family night. Both nights, all grandstand seating is priced at general admission. And Friday is Tough Enough to Wear Pink, night sponsored by Pendleton Whiskey. Saturday night, it's the Wrangler Champions Challenge and Tri-Counties Bank Night, as the top 10 in each event compete for one night $80,000 purse. Over 50 championships will be represented in this one night of rodeo. The Reading Rodeo will be jam-packed full of exciting family entertainment all four nights. Tickets are on sale now for all events. For tickets, go online to ReadingRodeo.com or visit the Reading Rodeo box office at the Reading Rodeo grounds Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7 p.m. Or order by phone at 241-8859. Follow the Reading Rodeo on Facebook for up-to-date rodeo information and events. The Reading Rodeo grounds roar to life for the annual Reading Rodeo.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to one to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to one on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, Robert, nice to see you again.
Don, imagine you being here.
Yeah, 11 to 1 every Sunday.
Oh, man, this is the place to be, 11 to 1.
Why don't you join us? We have a good time.
I think I will. I think I'll do that every Sunday. It's so much fun.
It is, isn't it? We talk about all kinds of things here on our own community radio.
For the North State.
Remember, Sunday from 11 to 1. Join us on KCNR, 1460 AM, community radio for the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Deep ball!
So finish what you got. Nobody told me there'd be things like these.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
Ain't that the truth? Nobody told me it was going to be like this at all, you know?
Community radio for
the North State. They lied to me all my life.
KCNR1460.com, or you can call in at 530-605-4567. Powerful topic today. We've been just going like mad. We were talking over the break, and you guys were telling me a story about this lady and the FDA report going to Monsanto, who is a.k.a. Solucia. Let's talk about that a little bit. There's so much crossover of corruption from these companies. It's mind-boggling. I mean.
Oh, absolutely.
You just change your name and your title and you can switch jobs.
It's mostly, has to do with, attorneys and scientists. They work for Monsanto and then they have found their way into the FDA,
the EPA.
The EPA.
CARB.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
You know, they've...
The Supreme Court, even. For that
yeah,
matter.
Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas. Hillary Clinton.
They just said they're not going to hear the NDAA this last week, which is, it's like, yeah, really? So now they can have infinite detention of American people, American citizens. But look at CARB. I mean, they got the scientists down there in California. The guy, they find out he's fake. They find out he faked his credentials and faked the whole reports on all of this science on the pollution and so forth. He loses his job and then they rehire him again. again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm sure. And he got a larger wage and everything with that and a different title.
Oh, yeah. You just have to go to a different website to get those credentials.
There you go.
Yeah, credentials.com.
Yeah.
Anyway, this lady, she goes, she writes the reports.
Writes the report for Monsanto about a product they were coming out with. And 2 weeks prior to the report being filed with the FDA, she left Monsanto and got a job at the FDA. And her first job, her first duty at her new workplace was to go through the file that she had just written herself and go through it, make sure it was safe, the product was safe, and do the same chemical experiments that they did at Monsanto in the report to make sure it was safe. But the two people, actually, it was two scientists, two chemists that had to do the experiment or whatever they got to do to make sure it's safe were prior Monsanto employees.
Well, wow. You can't make this stuff up. I mean, you couldn't do that good of a job making it up.
It's an enormous Monsanto. And it's not just GMOs. I mean, you got to think they have their hands in everything, like butter. Never think about it, right? Hmm. They make a chemical product that goes into margarine, not butter.
Yeah, I don't need a margarine. Yeah. I don't need margarine.
Yeah.
Neither do I. We make our own butter.
You won't after this either.
Yeah, I don't know more. I won't. I'll pay for more expensive butter. I just
don't eat it.
It's like
do without.
It's like shoveling plaster Paris into your heart arteries.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and all the other things that they get into. You know, I mean, I don't want a company that created one of the most, you know, and there's a string of them. Not only did they make, you know, Agent Orange, they made Agent Blue. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Heard of Agent White?
No, it's like,
just in sarin gas, VX gas. This is a company that makes this stuff, and you want me to go and spread some of your nasty stuff on my...
Oh, by the way, here's some bread and butter.
Yeah, here. Yeah. I'm sorry you're growing a leg out your back. Here, take a Tylenol.
That we just made.
Please come to dinner tonight, okay?
Absolutely.
I'm feeling so much better now.
And it's a huge cover-up because they've reached in, the Monsanto Protection, the quote-unquote Monsanto Protection Act was written by Monsanto and given to the congressman. And they said, look, we need to sign this. And then, of course,
No problem.
Yeah. Wiggled its way up the creek there and spawned up on the POTUS desk, and he signed it.
That's a pretty good analogy. Spawned on the POTUS desk. Yeah.
Okay. Before we run out of time, we probably should let everybody know that you will be at Reading Tea Party tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at Destiny Fellowship.
Very good.
So come out and meet Ted and listen to what he has to say. If you didn't get everything you wanted on there.
I wanted to get one piece of news in that I wanted to talk about. Oklahoma has passed the bill that reaffirms gold and silver as money. So that might be the third state in line where we're actually going back to legitimate money and put the Federal Reserve out of business. It would be the end result if all the states did it, or at least a majority. So I wanted to get that in there.
Yeah, they're probably out anyway because they don't have any gold.
So, yeah.
they moved it.
Yeah, everybody should have watched that special last night.
Oh, it was good.
Book of Secrets. Yeah, it talks about the gold and how they got the vaults connected between J.P. Morgan and the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, who would have known that they put them right next to one another and their vaults are at the same level underground, five levels. Who would have known?
Anyway, we want to get back and, H.R. 411, the Fort McClellan Health Registry Act is what you want to get contact and talk to your representatives about, and you want to go to the website.
Indiegogo.
Indiegogo. I want to say go daddy go-go or whatever it is.
Go daddy go.
There you go. So indiegogo.com. And, the movie is going to be called,
Toxic Service,
the Soldier's Story. Yeah. And it takes a look at Fort McClellan and the Army Post, in Anniston, Alabama. And, we want to thank you guys for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Are you guys planning on having a showing when you get done with the documentary here in Reading?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a couple of local showings, one in Reading and one in my neck of the woods in the Santa Cruz County area. So there'll be a few local showings.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Let us know so we can promote it and get it out there.
Yeah, I have some friends down in the Santa Cruz area. Great. Yeah, up in Scotts Valley there.
Oh, yeah, let them know.
I will. You might even know him, Ken Bunter.
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Anyway, so with that, how much time we got left?
What did I have?
1.5 minutes.
Oh. Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
Yeah, because we'll just get cut off, you know.
So. Yeah, so, you know, anything else that we need to get in here? We got a minute or so. Yeah.
Call your congressman.
Yeah.
Call your congressman.
Get
it out there.
Get involved.
Get involved.
Check out the Indiegogo site. Get ready for a powerful movie.
Absolutely.
Knock your socks off. It absolutely will.
Go to the Tea Party tomorrow night. That's at 2570. What is it?
2570 South Bonnie View.
Destiny Fellowship.
Yeah.
I got that right.
And I bet if people want to come out and help support Ted and them, they can give them donations that night.
Absolutely.
That would be, that would be awesome.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Awesome.
That would
awesome.
Be great.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think we're about there. I think they're going to cue the music up here. So that means it's time's up.
Thank you guys.
Thanks guys.
Thank you for having us.
We'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. Force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master.
And this is KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee says setting up another committee to investigate the Benghazi attack would be a, quote, colossal waste of time. The words of Adam Schiff of California on Fox News Sunday. But Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte says GOP lawmakers believe the Obama administration deliberately misled the American public.
6 weeks before an election, pushing a story about a spontaneous reaction to a video, which is what Ambassador Rice said on your show and other shows, as a result of the attacks as opposed to a coordinated terrorist attack is a very different narrative.
The 2012 attack killed the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other Americans. Meanwhile, President Obama says the clock is ticking on Russia to de-escalate the crisis in Ukraine or face tougher sanctions.
The president has warned Moscow that he will impose sanctions on Russia's economic sectors if there's any disruption of Ukraine elections.